The CES show in Las Vegas. Whoa! And we're coming here with another booth interview. And of course, we've here at Ecovax Robotics. These guys make all sorts of really super cool technology. In fact, we just reviewed one of their WinBot X's on the Chris Voss show, so be sure to watch for that review. But I'm here with Scott Letterman. And Scott runs the Americas for Ecovax. Scott, welcome to the show, and tell us how things are going here.
Great, thanks Chris, thanks for your time. So the show's been amazing, been great reception. And here at the show, our big announcement is a groundbreaking new technology that the consumer has never seen before.
Groundbreaking new technology at CES 2019. See
I know,
you here,
who,
thanks.
Who would have thought of the idea, right? No, we're trying to solve problems for consumers. Okay, so we're launching a robotic vacuum that has the first artificial intelligence AI built in. So we're actually recognizing objects in a home that our consumers and families and their children leave on the floor, shoes, socks, right? Dog bowls, wires,
Legos,
cords, leg, whatever. We're recognizing those objects and using AI. We're navigating around the objects. So the idea is that we're helping try and solve a consumer problem that the customer doesn't have to pick up or clean their house before they launch the robotic vacuum to clean.
Yeah.
Right? So we're trying to see that kind of consumer problem, consumer objection, and we're trying to solve for it. Launching the first AI robotic vacuum ever.
Artificial intelligence is huge here at CES 2019. I got to tell you, I talked to so many people, and AI is like one of the biggest things. And I have some of the devices that you guys have. I have the floor robot that cleans the floor.
Yep,
mine works on lasers.
Okay.
And then you guys have a new one. Do we want to grab? Can we grab one of these and show it?
We can. We can turn right here.
So it's got a built-in camera in it. That what it's doing is it will determine like a shoe or a sock or something like that. Now, if you ever had a sock sucked up into one of these, you know, it could do some damage or other things. So just being able to have it have a good understanding, and then the AI kind of learns what some of this stuff is, right?
Correct. So the idea is this combines multiple technologies.
Mm-hmm.
Ecovax was best known for our laser and our LiDAR technology for mapping out people's homes and being able to provide a quick and clean, efficient, you know, cleaning.
Yeah, okay? So it's got the camera right
here.
So
we combine both laser with a camera. Now that camera, I can show you a quick little demo right here, but that camera then recognizes through logic and, you know, applies a logic algorithm, 99% chance this is a shoe or a sock. So then I'm gonna steer around it and try not to, you know, pick suck that up and get it stuck in the machine and everything else.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than when your floor robot gets stuck on something. It's like screaming beep beep beep. You gotta go find it.
Yep.
Of course, you guys have an app that goes with it.
Yep.
And
every single product we build is app controlled and smart home controlled as well with Google and Alexa.
So I can tell. That's the one thing I love about my floor bot is I can sell it. Hey Alexa, start, you know, vacuum the house for
that's
me,
right,
and all that good stuff. And of course, you can program it usually with these apps to do different times,
right,
things of that nature.
Schedule cleanings, whatever. Yep.
How does it do for pets? Because I have two huskies.
Okay.
Pets are a big deal for if you're a pet thing because their hair is everywhere. Like,
right,
you can't. As soon as the thing is done vacuuming, there's more hair.
So, look, we are trying to think about you as a consumer.
Just me?
No, but as a pet owner, right?
And he cares.
Just because you got two huskies, that's really the reason. So at the end of the day, right, we're thinking about pets. So this product also includes our Osmo mopping technology. So we not only vacuum, we not only map the house, right? But we also mop as well.
Serious?
At the same exact time, same product.
I thought I was gonna have to buy a second one to mop with.
No, not anymore.
Wow.
So what we're trying to do is the dust bins are getting a little bit larger, right? And then we also mop as well, right? So we actually have two different modes of cleaning. So we ship it with direct suction or a brush. So if you had solid surface floors and a lot of the husky hair, right? You could actually flip out the module from the brush to the direct suction.
Oh wow!
And then on the solid surface and pick up all the dog hair, put your brush back on, and go do your other parts.
That would work great because my upstairs is carpet and my downstairs is tile.
There you go.
And that's a challenge. In fact, usually on the tile, we have a different model from a different company that does the floor.
Yep.
But it just pushes it around on the tile. You just end up like a pile of quarter. Yeah. It's like,
well, you
so
know,
this would be awesome. And then you guys also, we just got done reviewing right next to it the Winbot X on the Chris Voss show.
Yep.
This thing is really crazy. I've seen them at CES a number of times. We never reviewed one on the show yet, okay. So we got a chance to review one, and it was really funny. And we got video of it. If you watch the video on YouTube, search for the Winbot X reviews on the Chris Voss show channel. But my husky is in the back window going. She's trying to make friends with it. She's like,
the robot.
What's going on with the robot?
That's funny. That's
what's going
funny.
On, you know? She's like barking at it, trying to, is this my new friend or something? So, I don't know.
That's
maybe
funny.
Maybe that's a salient additional selling point.
There you
point.
Go. There you go.
It See? Will make friends with your puppies and like keep them busy or something.
I care just about your husky.
Yeah. Maybe this company is great. Just personalized care. They're building products for me. So anyway, check that out as well because those are awesome. Anything else we need to know?
Our new Atmobot,
okay,
air purification robot.
Oh, nice.
So we're not only floor and robotic floor vacuum, right, and window vacuum, window cleaning, but also air purification robot. So we're going to launch that in the U.S. this year.
Wow.
It's currently in China at the moment,
uh-huh.
And I'm bringing it to the United States.
And you I'm just gonna, have one?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to bring more than one.
Okay.
Maybe two.
China doesn't need it.
Exactly. So I'm launching this air purification robot this year as well.
That's
so we're expanding out our portfolio of robotics.
So does it move around with you or move into areas that need
Correct. It actually can monitor the air quality by room around your entire house.
Yeah.
It uses the same laser, LiDAR, to map out. Identify the air particles of air quality in each room, and then it moves around and cleans the air for you.
Wow.
If you're cooking in the kitchen, it'll move into the kitchen to suck, right, to clean that. And
this would be awesome because I have got a really nice air filter someone sent me to review, and I love it because there's so much dander in my home from the dogs.
Right.
It's really dry air right now.
Yep.
But I would love if it would, you know, I've thought about moving into my bedroom at night so that I can breathe clean air in my bedroom.
Exactly.
And then have it move back out the office. So that would be perfect because, you know, I'm not moving this giant thing all over my house every time I need to.
Right.
And
that's
certainly
exactly what we designed it for.
That's awesome. So give us the website. People can find you guys at.
Yeah, Ecovacs.com.
Ecovacs.com. And you can see them at booth number 41121 at CES at the Sands. They're close to the entrance, so it's pretty easy to get to them. So check out their booth number if you're here at CES and see the cool technology. I mean, watching stuff crawl up and down a wall is just cool. Like, even I was like, I don't know if this is going to work.
Right,
I've seen it work.
Right.
You know, first time you try it.
People are skeptical.
Yeah,
right,
it's like, you're like, this gravity. And it's not that loud, too. That was one of the things a lot of people asked me about when I previewed us doing the review. People were like, oh, that thing's going to be, like, super loud. It's not. It's actually nice and quiet and does the job, and away you go.
And we, you know, honestly, that point is similar for our robotic vacuums for the floor. We have the quietest robots in the market.
Oh, yeah?
And we actually planned that because this is something that's in a consumer's home.
Yeah.
It's in our consumer's home. And you don't want to run the vacuum super loud, right? When you're at the, you know, right? When we used to vacuum, we would go plug it in and okay, it's going to be loud for a little bit. But when my kids are, if I want to clean something or my kids make a mess, and I want to do a little spot cleaning under the kitchen table, we're still sitting there, right? But the vacuum can clean while we're in the house around your pet. We've actually thought about that for people with pets.
Yeah, it terrifies the dogs.
We don't want the robotic vacuum to be so loud that it scares the pets, the animals, your family.
There's only one downside to that because when the AI goes self-aware and Skynet, it can sneak up and stab me.
Well,
so I don't know, but you know, you guys will work that out.
Well, you know, give us another couple years.
Yeah, Elon Musk keeps telling me it's going to happen, so that's all I know. Thanks for having us. You guys make some wonderful products. Be sure to come by their booth and check them out at booth number 41121 here at the Sands at CES 2019. Be sure to watch for other videos. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. I'll see you.